Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're looking for something to watch over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend, two Hollywood blockbusters are among the movies hitting the big screen. For more, KCBS's Rebecca Carell spoke with Bloomberg News reporter Brian Eckhouse.
Brian, can you tell us about them?
Sure. So the first one is Disney's Encanto. And also House of Gucci, a film starring Lady Gaga and Adam Driver.
And what can you tell us about the reviews of these two?
So Disney film is getting really strong reviews. More than 90% of critics so far are recommending it. Those House of Gucci is about two-thirds recommending it, according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, sounds like Lady Gaga is getting really good reviews, but not necessarily everybody else in the movie.
Yeah, she's definitely getting some buzz for a potential award, whether it's Oscars or others. And, you know, another film that's out right now that came out last week, King Richard, starring Will Smith, also is generating a buzz for his role. So that film is available both in theaters and on the streaming service HBO Max.
Okay, so that was the release last weekend along with Ghostbusters Afterlife. How did that one do?
It did pretty well. It met the expectations of forecaster Box Office Pro, and it beat the estimates from the studio itself, that being Sony. So it has a pretty good momentum going into the long Thanksgiving weekend.
I guess a lot of people weren't too happy with the Ghostbusters right before this from Sony.
Yeah, the one in 2016... is considered not the biggest success of the four films made so far in the franchise. It made more than it was budgeted for, but it wasn't very profitable.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of folks weren't too happy with the girl power in that one. Okay, so we are a little bit tired of staying home, but just in case we're too nervous about going into a crowded theater, what about streaming this weekend?
So the biggest thing this weekend is Disney Plus is rolling out the much-anticipated Beatles documentary, Get Back. It'll come out over 3 days, starting Thanksgiving Day today. And that's kind of the biggest thing out there right now. I said earlier, King Richard is still out there on streaming as well.
Okay, and I guess there's always the old favorites?
Yeah, of course. I think Home Alone is a very big film that's watched on Thanksgiving. And of course, a lot of the holiday movies, Christmas movies, tend to get rolled out by families over this long weekend.
Yeah, Elf is a big one in our household.
Same here.
That's Bloomberg News reporter Brian Eckhouse. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg TV at 2 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.